Joining me in the studio is Jeff Gander. He's project director for the first project on I-70 for MoDOT. I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in here. I know a lot of people are looking and thinking about this project that's going to be taking place on I-70. First off, just remind folks where it's going to be. It's going to start in Kingdom City, going to go to Columbia. A little bit about that project to start off with.
Yeah, this is the first project in what we call the Improve I-70 program. And if you look at our webpage, if you go to MoDOT.org and Improve I-70, you can see information about the whole program, which actually goes all the way from Kansas City to St. Louis, and it's about 200 miles that we'll be adding that third lane. This project that I'm here to talk about, that I'm the project director for, goes from Columbia to Kingdom City. And when I say Columbia, it's just the connector on the east side of Columbia. We'll be redoing the connector. We'll be adding a third lane between there and Kingdom City. And then we'll be redoing the Kingdom City interchange as well.
Kind of update us as to where we're at on that project, if you will.
Yeah, right now we have selected a contractor and we signed a contract with them. We're doing some preliminary work right now, some investigative coring of the pavement, as well as some subsurface boring. The coring of the pavement, we're trying to figure out exactly what we're dealing with out there, how much asphalt's on top of it, and what the subgrade is like, and that'll help us taper our designs to meet those conditions. The work that we're doing this week is some deeper boring, subsurface boring, and it's related to the bridges. We go out there where we're going to put our new bridge foundations, and we drill a hole in the ground all the way down to bedrock or 100 feet, whichever comes first. And while we're doing that, we take samples of the soil on the way down, and we also take samples of the rock once we get down there. And that helps us optimize the designs of our bridge foundations, whether we need to put them on piling driven to rock or friction piling or possibly even drilled shafts.
Understand. Now, when can we expect some of this construction work to get underway, if you will?
Like I say, right now we're still in the preliminary stages. Our plan is to actually start some real construction sometime shortly after the 4th of July.
All right. There are a couple of meetings that are going to be coming up. One's going to be on May the 2nd. And we were talking a little bit about this off of the air, and there's been some reports out there, a roundabout coming to the Kingdom City area. Maybe just a little bit about that this morning, if you would tell us.
Yeah, we are definitely redoing the Kingdom City interchange. Back when we had that studied early on, the preferred alternative was a diverging diamond, which most people are familiar with, the one at Stadium and I-70. And once we looked at that a little closer, we found that there might be a better solution there. And this interchange type doesn't really have a name yet, but it basically makes the interchange function as a large roundabout. And the one thing I will mention is on all legs of that roundabout, if you're trying to make a right turn, you never actually have to get in the roundabout. It has dedicated bypass lanes on all four corners for right turners.
Very nice. These meetings that are coming up, how do people attend those? Can they do them online or in person or either?
No, these are definitely in-person meetings. The first one is on May 1st, and that's in Columbia. It will be at the Boone County Electric Complex. And the second one is in Kingdom City on May 2nd. Both meetings start at 4 o'clock, and the one in Kingdom City is going to be at City Hall.
Okay, the Kingdom City Hall there. All right. Very nice. Michael, I think, has a question for you over here.
Yeah, I'm just curious. You mentioned that you're going to be working with the bridges. How many bridges between Kingdom City and Columbia do you know off the top of your head?
Not an exact number. I know as part of this project, we are definitely working on 16 structures. Some of them get a full replacement. Some of them just get some rehab work.
That's where I was headed. Are you going to blow some of these? I mean, they're not built for another lane underneath there. And if you're going to blow them up, can Matt and I come?
I want to get video and watch. Yes.
No, I think we're good on that. These bridges, they're not like Roachport. Those are the ones that you get to blow up and drop in the river. But these are smaller bridges. There are some of them that have to come down. Like at the connector there at 6370, we are replacing that bridge. At Kingdom City, we will be replacing the two bridges there with two new bridges. Also, we are kind of redoing the interchange at St. Charles, or some people call it Lake of the Woods. That will get a new bridge there. But the rest of the bridges that go over I-70, those all remain in place. We can get three lanes on each direction through there. We might have to do some narrowing of the shoulders to make that happen, but they are constructed where we can get under them. And the bridges that we're leaving in place, quite frankly, are in good enough shape. We just don't want to tear them down before the end of their useful life.
Very nice. It is also Work Zone Awareness Week this week. We wanted to touch on that just a little bit. Some tips that people should be aware of as far as Work Zone Awareness Week, if you will.
Yeah, that was this past week. I guess the last day of it is today. But it's, we do that to kind of put it out there in the public. But for us, every week is Work Zone Week. You know, we're pretty much working every week. And it's no secret to anybody, but our biggest problem that we have is distracted driving. And the biggest thing that distracts people while they're driving is the cell phone. So I'm sure everybody's heard of our buckle up, phone down, but heavy on the phone down. It's just when we're out there working on the highway, we see people drive by all day long and they're on their phone and they're just not paying attention. So that's the biggest risk to our highway workers.
No doubt about it. I want to thank you for coming in this morning, getting us updated, and we'll stay in contact with you as this project gets going in the future.
All righty. Thank you very much.